And we end today's show by looking back at a specific moment in the life of a young poet before he became famous. That's when 28-year-old Allen Ginsberg stood up and publicly read his poem Howl for the very first time. Producer Paul McDonald has the story.
A couple of years ago, I read a magazine article by someone who felt that poetry was dead and no one really cared. It is a sentiment I hear on occasion, and every time I hear it, I have to restrain myself to keep from laughing. Maybe poetry doesn't necessarily happen in a particular form that someone thinks it should, but poetry is an art form that defies convention. Case in point, October 7th, 1955. A date, depending on who you talk to, that's either historical or infamous. This was the night of a poetry reading at the Six Gallery in San Francisco. Among the poets reading were Gary Snyder, Michael McClure, and Allen Ginsberg. Also present was an inebriated Jack Kerouac who made sure everyone had wine and shouted out the word go after every line recited. The centerpiece of the evening was Allen Ginsberg's first public reading of his poem Howl, which shocked everyone with its fury and candor. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, publisher of City Lights books, would later be jailed for publishing Ginsberg's poem, which is now routinely taught in college literature courses. That evening was a link in a long chain of events that eventually mushroomed into a full-blown counterculture that literally changed the world. While I'm sure this may not have been on the agenda for the evening, it illustrates just how powerful and combustible poetry can be. The readers at the Six Gallery didn't start anything new. They drew upon the traditions of their elders such as Walt Whitman, William Carlos Williams, and Charles Olson. They inspired another generation of poets, writers, and musicians such as Bob Dylan, Gil Scott-Heron, and Leonard Cohen, who in turn inspired Bruce Springsteen to point the way to Thunder Road, Kurt Cobain to tell us about feeling stupid and contagious, and 3-6 Mafia to articulate just how hard it is out here for a pimp. Poetry happens. It's just a plain fact of life. It might not appear in a form you're accustomed to, but it's just as alive, essential, and wild as it always has been.
Our thanks to producer Paul McDonald for that piece. Thank you for joining us today as we considered memory, tragedy, and poetry. I'm reminded today of a few lines from William Carlos Williams' poem, Asphodel, that greeny flower, in which he writes, "It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die every day for lack of what is found there." We do hope that you will find plenty of life-affirming things to think about today. I'm Virginia Prescott, inviting you to join us for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio,
follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth,
and check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.